to him as he's teaching his followers what we would call discipleship 101, right? He's chosen them, he's given them authority and power to go forth to heal and teach, cast out demons. They've learned how God reaches out to the lost and the outcast in kindness and with loving compassion. And last week, we heard how Jesus even reminded them that sometimes outreach can result in conflict and being rejected. Today, Jesus is concluding this portion of his teaching, and he's grounding discipleship in the practice of sacred hospitality, or welcoming. Jesus declares, as we heard just now, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. In biblical language, receiving someone has a deep relationship, a covenantal meaning. To receive someone is not just an acknowledgement of their presence, it's to accept their very identity and enter willingly into a relationship with them. Jesus illustrates hospitality with this common example that we come to know and love. Anyone gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, truly I tell you, he will not lose his reward. A cup of cold water. In the dry climate of first century Palestine, offering water was the purest, most basic act of hospitality. It wasn't as impressive, no, as feeding a host of people with a banquet. It was modest, maybe, but yet Jesus singles this out. This small act of welcome matters and doesn't escape God's attention. He goes further, Jesus does, and talks about welcoming these little ones, little, literally meaning small ones or the little. And we hear Matthew use this language elsewhere where the little ones mean not just children, but the vulnerable, people of low social status in our culture. So it can mean little children in the community who need adults to care for them, or those who are socially small, poor, marginalized, the newcomer, the stranger, the person still standing in society. God's kingdom, we see, values the small and insignificant. The little are not invisible to God, but God welcomes them and welcomes them into the mission of God. So small acts, the tiniest, take priority in Jesus' book. So that takes us to the heart of this passage. Hospitality is fundamental discipleship practice. Why? Because it flips the usual measure of power that we go by. It's not about getting, it's about giving. And the point Jesus wants us to get is that in welcoming the least, in to give what is most little, we are doing something to and for God. And we come from a society that now celebrates billionaires, multiple mega mansions and private jets, exclusive clubs, camps and schools, along with all the glitz and glam that money brings. And in the midst of all of that we struggle with, Jesus takes our attention and redirects us to look at what is basic, what is small, what is overlooked, and what is over, and what is ignored, and to put our focus there. I recently read about how a volunteer team ran a church drop-in center for people who had recently arrived in our country as refugees. And among these volunteers was an older woman named Lena. She wasn't a program director. She didn't write grant proposals. On any given day, she could find her by the front door as people came in, and she did two things. She greeted each newcomer by name if she knew it, and she offered a cold drink and a chair. One afternoon, a young man arrived, quiet, tired, nervous. He didn't speak much English, so Lena handed him a cup of water, sat across from him and waited. tried to explain his situation in broken words, and she listened. She didn't rush to fix anything. She asked one practical question, helped him fill out a form, and then introduced him to someone who could help with the language classes. Months later, that young man now began to volunteer at the church himself, teaching others phrases in his native tongue. He said that small welcome he received that first day made him feel seen and heard and safe enough to come back. That story captures the heart of our passage. Hospitality is meant to open doors. It's not flashy. It doesn't solve all our problems, but it creates human connection, a connection that lets grace come in. So it's the small things, it's a little bit of time, a little bit of attention, the chair, a cup of water, a pair of socks, all can become the bridge that bring people into community and into the life of Christ's body. In the ancient Mediterranean world, hospitality was sacred. In an age before holiday inns, guests were vulnerable and hosts then had obligations. Do you remember the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Remember that story? Yeah? Their demise, we are told by the prophets, was because of their failure to help the poor and the needy. They sinned in failing to show hospitality in that story that we know so well to two strangers who were angels in disguise that wanted to harm them instead of help them. On the other hand, we have the story of just a few chapters later of Abraham and Sarah, how they quickly welcomed three guests, gave them rest and fed them. They were angels in disguise who gave them men after all of their hospitality, the news that within a year's time they would welcome a child whom they would call Isaac. Not for nothing, as a result, Paul admonishes us in the book of Hebrews, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for in doing so, some people have entertained angels without recognizing it. Who knows? So we too are to treat the stranger, the little ones, however we see them and understand that word, who come into our midst as if we were entertaining angels, even Jesus himself. So we come to see discipleship in Matthew isn't about doctrinal correctness or programmatic success. It's about embodied participation in God's mission. Hospitality is not optional, it's central because it retrains us to see the world in the way that God sees it, through the lens of dignity and welcome and compassion. Jesus does not overlook the small things. God keeps track of every single one of them. And that reward might be a sense of participation in God's life, a transformed community, a future recognition in God's kingdom. The important point is that small acts of welcome are part of God's work. Nothing is wasted in God's economy. So our takeaway for today, in an age where more and more protections are closing and to migrants, where billions are being spent for for-profit detention centers, you and I are called to the practice of hospitality, to advocate, to create a welcome space for the least of these. Someone approaches, they tell us their life full of burdens and stories. That invitation doesn't demand a perfect response or a tidy plan. It demands that we see and have the courage to let someone into our space, our time, our resources. And sometimes that opening can just be a kind word. Today's call isn't to perfection, it's to being a presence, a living presence for somebody in need. To stand by the door, to hand that to welcome, to affirm that God's mission moves in relationships, not in programs.